It's time to take another in-depth look at nature. Friendly, savage, gentle, and deadly nature. A peek out of the storm cellar at the world around us with noted ecological fuss budget, snail darter chef, and landfill archaeologist, Dr. Bud Natural.
Hey, call me Bud, okay?
Okay, here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
Today's letter is from an anonymous friend in Washington, D.C. who writes, Dear Dr. Natural, hey, whoever you are, call me Bud, okay? Okay. Dear Bud, let's say I was the Secretary of the Interior or something, just pretend. And maybe I said something silly about some endangered species like, oh, a subspecies of squirrel, something like gray squirrels, red squirrels, black squirrels, what's the diff? Just what is an endangered species? Signed, you'd never guess, but definitely not the Secretary of the Interior. Dear not the Secretary of the Interior, what's an endangered species? Well, anything frozen in the headlights of my Jeep Wagoneer, for one. But seriously, not. This whole endangered species thing is a bit overstated. Hey, let's say all the gray squirrels die off. Grab a red one, spray paint them. Or bears, grizzly, brown, panda. Isn't it enough if we've got bears? A bear, a tiger, a crane, a rhinoceros left? How many different kind of fish do we need? When it comes to Mrs. Paul's breaded sticks, they're all the same, aren't they? Don't forget evolution, little knothead. Given enough time, new stuff comes along. And as Granny Natural used to say, out with the old and in with the new. 125 million years heals all wounds. Well, that's another Nature Minute. Let's not be like the extinct giant cave sloth of Borneo. Let's enjoy the planet, okay?
It's time for another sideways glance.